everybody. Welcome back. I just had a terrible thought. The only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name's Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Hi, Orion. How are you today?
Good. What's your name?
My name's Kyle. I already said that.
Well, hello, little Kyle. How you doing?
I'm good.
You're so sweet.
My voice is cracking.
The smoking man.
Yeah, I'm.
You're half the size this week.
Yes.
Your voice is much higher.
I got that shrinking ray. in preparation, I just posted a Craigslist post today, seeking the woman I described in the last episode. So I got the shrinking ray. in preparation for that, because I'm assuming somebody will respond to my ad and I'll need it to climb in her pocket.
Yeah. You had to test it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
here,
yeah.
Let me reverse it. Hold on.
Isn't it weird how that sounds exactly like somebody making that sound
yeah.
with their mouth?
Weird,
yeah,
man.
I got it on eBay. I used your donation money, suckers, to buy a shrink ray. I did post a Craigslist post, though. I just did it before we started doing the show.
Yes.
Should I read it?
Read it.
Should I read it?
So it's pretty
people,
great. Oh,
yeah. I'll post a link to the Craigslist post in the forums, too, in case you want to see it or you don't believe me.
I gotta tell everybody, don't fucking respond to it, though. You'll ruin it, because if you get a response and it's some listener just being an ass.
Yeah, don't troll me.
Yeah.
Don't make me think that I found my dream babe.
Yeah.
And it's really I'm Kilo trying to convert me to Christianity, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's an animal.
Not cool.
All right. So here's what my Craigslist says. The title is Looking for a Powerful Babe. okay. So it says, sup, babes? I'm looking for a hot chick with angular features and a good nose. None of those button nose dames. You know the ones. Noses like teddy bears. Gross. I'm talking about a nice bridge, maybe a point, something distinctive. Keep your soft features to yourselves, you dough-faced creeps. I'm also into a nice bicep. No bodybuilders, just enough to make me doubt myself in a bout of arm wrestling. I'm a very weak man, so it doesn't take much. No toothpaste arms. Last week, my buddy and I were discussing whether or not we'd date a chick who was missing a hand. I said I would, on the condition that she has a badass hook and not one of those boring beige prosthetics. Who do you think you're fooling? This is not a requirement by any means, just something for the handless to keep in mind. Legs must be intact. Height isn't a big deal to me either way, as long as you're not one of those crinkly looking midgets. Must be interested in spooning and watching romantic comedies. Most chicks want to be the spoonie, but I'm looking for a spooner. How awesome would it be if you reached around from behind and honked my nose with your pincher hook prosthesis? My heart would melt. That's how awesome. Hugging will be a pretty regular thing, so I hope you're into hugging. Seriously, if you're not into hugging, don't bother. I want to be cradled to sleep in your moderately strong arms. Don't judge me. I'm also looking for a babe who will be willing to protect me if we're ever in danger. If you own a gun and or a grappling hook, that's awesome. P.S. I've attached a picture of me when I was pretty drunk this one time. I think you'll agree that I'm very handsome. Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of me drunk.
Yeah.
That I attached. So I will post a link to that in the forums in case you either don't believe me or you just want to see it for yourself or whatever. But I just posted it. I haven't gotten any responses yet. But if I get any by next week, you'll know.
Yes.
You'll be the first to know, aside from me, because I'll be the first to know.
Yeah, I figured that.
So I did that today. Otherwise, it's been a pretty uneventful week for me.
Yeah.
I got into a new musical artist.
Oh, no.
And this is, if you didn't think I was gay.
Stay tuned for bullshit.
If you didn't think I was gay last week, you're going to think I'm gay now.
Oh, no.
Because it's a female vocal artist, female musician,
yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily make me gay, but like, there's nothing rocking about
it's
this.
It's weird. You don't go around driving your car in the summertime blasting some female artist.
I don't have a car. That's very insensitive of you. That's like if I was in a wheelchair and you were like, you don't go for a jog in the summer with your headphones in. Yeah.
My bad. Sorry about that.
But her name, I'm kind of in love with her too, which is gay in a weird way. I'm in love with a girl, but like in the gayest way possible.
Oh, like hug lust.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
God,
she's kind of. I haven't seen her next to a quarter for scale, so I don't know how big she is, but she seems kind of small to me.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it'd probably be like I'd have to put her in my pocket.
Mm.
But I'm kind of okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a complete deal breaker if you're not like a bruiser with broad shoulders that could keep me in your pocket. I'm okay with putting you in my pocket. It's just that'd be settling for me.
Someone's going in a pocket.
You know, like that'd be the equivalent of me dating a fat chick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But her, she's English too, which doesn't always, but in this case kind of adds to the adorability for me.
Mm-hmm.
God,
I'm dying to know. Who is this?
Her name is Sophie Madeline.
Mm.
I have no idea how popular she is. Maybe everybody knows who she is.
Never heard of her.
She's got a YouTube channel where she does all these covers of songs. She does her own songs too.
Oh, I was going to say.
But she does a lot of covers. Have you ever heard of Pomplamoose? They're on YouTube. They do these video songs where you can see the whole thing. Like they take video the whole time they're putting the song together.
Yeah.
And then they make a video out of it where they cut the pieces together. Well, she does things kind of like that. She plays the ukulele, which normally is sort of a turn off for me.
Because like the type of chick. Every
girl now, every stupid fat hipster bitch plays a ukulele now.
She's actually
pretty good at it, and it's not all she plays.
Yeah.
She also plays the guitar and the keyboard and some other junk.
All right. Well, you're going to play some of this? I'm kind of curious.
I can. I guess, where's my favorite right now? Have you ever heard of Darwin Dees?
No.
I hadn't either. So when I first heard this, it's a cover, but I hadn't heard the original.
Darwin Dees, that's a band or?
That's a guy, I guess.
Yeah.
But the song is called Radar Detector.
Okay.
And it's pretty good.
It better be good.
This is just ukulele.
You and I buy star maps and drive my car around Los Angeles. You and I buy star maps and ding dong digital evangelist. Mine to keep. You are a radar detector. I drive 1,000 miles an hour. I won't go on and on. But you are always looking out for me. You and I go shopping and find exactly what we're looking for. Shopping and fall asleep inside a mattress store. Yeah. We cruise the neighborhood that is not supposed to feel this good. You are a radar detector.
All right. I feel All weird right. playing whole songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I did play most of it. But can, like, you sort of see now why I think it sounds gay for me to say
that
I like this. It's
very pretty.
But I want to hug her voice.
Yeah.
Like I want to take that voice and just hug it. And then I think she's pretty cute too. You couldn't see her.
I couldn't see her.
Here.
Yeah, turn that.
Fuck it. I'll play the rest of the song. So
yeah,
you
she
can...
looks cute.
I drive 1,000 miles an hour. I won't go on and on. But you are always looking out for me because you are a radar detector.
Okay.
Oh, I like the way she looks at me.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
See, now you're sullying my latest crush. Orion, I can't introduce you to these internet women because you'll
really,
ruin them.
Who would they go for? I mean, really?
Oh,
because no.
Whoa,
back up! It's not what you think.
Whoa, did I just get
like the, no. We're like the Batman and Robin. Like, see?
Oh, am I Robin?
No, you're the Batman. This week,
nobody goes for Robin.
That's what I was gonna say, man. I thought about like starting off the show this week. Like, it'd be me like, hey, welcome back, guys.
Uh-huh.
But nobody wants to hear that shit because it's fucking Robin, man. Shut the fuck up. You're the sidekick, you know?
Okay, so you just did like a... You just went from dissing me to like soliciting sympathy. Yeah. How did you do that?
Ooh, magic.
Who would she go for? This badass right here. I mean, nobody likes me. You're the greatest.
Yeah.
This is a new segment. People were begging for segments. This is Kyle's crush of the week. This is my new segment. Yeah. Every week, I'll have a new girl I want to hug.
Yep.
This week, it's Sophie Madeline. She's an adorable Brit.
Yes.
She plays a ukulele, which you got to forgive her for. But she does it well, and she's adorable. I want to hug her. I want to blow lightly on her bangs and make them flutter above her forehead.
Yeah.
I want to tickle her. Till she gets mad, but like the cute kind of mad, and then I'll stop.
Not really mad.
Yeah, and then we'll eat cereal around a campfire.
Man, you're turning me on, Kyle.
I don't know why, but cereal, the idea of eating cereal around a campfire both cracks me up and kind of sounds like a really good idea. But anyway, Kyle's crush of the week. I don't know how weekly I can do this. I'll have to find... I'm going to be on the lookout. I'm going to be on the prowl for babes to stalk. Maybe she'll answer my Craigslist ad. You know, I'm sure she's out checking out the Grand Rapids Craigslist. Yeah. She's like, there are no decent men in all of England.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit up the Grand Rapids Craigslist in Michigan and see what's up.
I was thinking, if you had the camera set up, you could send like a response video, but those are always creepy to me.
I just make it extra creepy.
Especially if it's a female doing anything and there's a guy responding. It's always creepy.
Well, what I'll
do... Oh, you did really well.
I'll try to make it as creepy as possible and hope that I like push it so far that it swings all the way back around to endearing. You know?
She'll get it, yeah.
Like, he's clearly joking. Nobody's that much of a creep. Yeah. This is actually kind of cute. that's how I just operate in life in general. That's why I've had so many girlfriends. And why all of my relationships have been so successful.
So
that's pretty much my week. I have been hug jacking to these videos. That's hug jacking is where I just...
Oh man, that's fantastic.
Hug jacking is where I just hug myself while I watch videos YouTube. Sometimes I like rub my hands up and down so it kind of feels like somebody's like rubbing my back.
Yeah.
And I watch YouTube videos and I cry.
Jesus.
I just sob, but they're happy tears.
See, I was picturing you actually jerking off, but to the thought of hugging. Like,
this is how I know you still don't understand the hug phenomenon. I mean, for one thing, I said I wanted to hug her voice. I turned the monitor around, and the first thing you do is mind fuck her.
You mind fuck me because I thought, that's a whole new territory. You can jerk off without thinking about fucking, you know? You're just feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
You're making yourself feel good.
I jerk off to buses all the time.
Okay. You get what I'm saying,
though. A school bus drives by outside my window, and I just... they don't last very long, so I got to jerk really fast. Yeah. Luckily, I don't have a lot of endurance. And it's not about the kids. It's the bus lets the kids off over where I can't see. So it's an empty bus aside from the bus driver. It's about the bus.
Yeah.
I jerk to buses on a fairly semi-regular basis. But no, it's not... See, I can't jerk to the idea of hugging
because
it's not a sexual phenomenon. Yeah. I don't get hug boners.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you happen to have like a morning wood, nothing came about sexually, like any thoughts, you just happen to have it and you're like, I'm going to rub one out and feel kind of good.
Morning wood.
Think about hugging.
Morning wood is the worst for jacking. It really is, because every time I wake up with morning wood, I got to pee like crazy. Like I got to pee so bad that I kind of think the reason I got morning wood is because there was too much pee for my bladder and some of it's just hanging out in my urethra. Like if I tip it over, it might just spill. And that's, you don't want to jerk when you're that pee, ready.
Oh man.
It's the worst.
Oh man.
It's almost painful
to make yourself do that. And you're urinating.
You can do it. I've done it before and I didn't end up urinating. You know, there's like a valve in there somewhere that closes off.
I figured. Yeah.
But how gross would that be? You like pee and cum at the same time?
My ex-girlfriend, I don't know.
Whoa.
When I was talking about her being a squirter?
Oh, well, it's different when girls do it. I mean, for a guy.
Okay, yeah.
Like that mixture.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like oil and water and it wouldn't really mix.
Oh, God.
So it, like if you did it on a... on like a table or something, it would look like an inverted egg, you know, like a white nugget in the middle of a yellow puddle.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
All right. So what's up with you this week, Ryan? Oh,
baby and more baby. But today, today was the first snow, man. And I was so pissed off. I was so pissed because the commute sucks already. You know, I got to take like the busiest fucking street in town to work. So when I see snow, I'm like, oh, I got to like get ready extra fast, go out, brush the car off and leave extra early. So today I ended up leaving like 40 minutes early, like before I was due in at work. Normally I leave like 30 minutes, you know,
okay.
I gave myself like 10 minutes and I got there so fucking quick. Like it only snowed over my neighborhood. And everything else was probably because they're like the busiest streets, you know, they were salted, they were plowed. I don't fucking
know. I was going to say it definitely didn't only snow over your neighborhood because I know you have to go through to get to work. You pretty much have to go through a part that I go through on the way to work. And there was snow there. But yeah, the main roads were not as snowy. Yeah, I think you're right. It's because of all the traffic.
Yeah. But man, we were doing so good. I was like... like global warming is finally doing me good, you know? I don't know. I thought we were going to go all December with no snow. It would be cold.
Yeah.
But no snow.
There was a stupid part of me that was kind of thinking, you know, it's not statistically impossible that we could just go a whole winter without snow. Maybe this will be like the one time and it'll be like this thing that we talk about for years because, wow, the improbability. But it happened.
Yep.
Nope.
Gah! Damn it.
No such luck. But actually, we didn't get a ton of snow.
Not a ton.
Not really that much.
I shouldn't be bitching. My big thing is like I have a car that's unreliable anyway.
Yeah.
And it's old enough to where like the tire, you know, I can't afford new tires. So if I set out and it's like a fucking adventure, you know, and I could die.
Yeah.
And my life could go completely to shit. And all I'm doing is going to work, baby. You know, because I don't know if the car's going to act up. I don't know if some fuck's going to pull out in front of me and I'm not ready for the road conditions because I haven't, you know, it's been all year, most of the year, and I've, you know, clear roads. So I'll be like, oh, is it kind of slippery? Should I test them out? I don't know. Oh, shit, I hit another car. I get a ticket, can't afford it. I don't know. So I worry and I get super pissed because I'm paranoid. And then I'm on the street, like pretty far behind the car in front of me. But because I'm on the big busiest street, the people behind me are like, come on, fucking move, asshole.
How slow are you going?
Like 10 under, like an asshole.
Wow.
I don't want to hit the car in front of me. I don't know. There's like patches of wetness. I don't know if they're ice. Fuck. So today kind of sucked. Yeah. Going to work and then being at work. I was at work, so it sucked. But
I can't really relate because I have drivers. Yeah. So
how's that going?
I'm the 1% now.
The 1%.
Yeah. Oh God, please don't tell me you don't get the reference.
Oh Jesus. Okay. I got you.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It's not an obscure band from the '80s. Yeah. Orion. It's a thing that happened like a month ago.
Yeah. It's pretty big. Yeah. Gotcha.
Fucking Christ.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm the 1% now.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot about that happened to me this week is I got an email from an African banker. Did you hear about this? I posted about it on Twitter.
No.
I got an email from a guy named Mr. Musa.
Yeah.
And Mr. Musa sent me an email. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, he says, I need your help. Urgent greetings to you and your family. I am a member of a bank. He put that in all caps. I have a business of $4 million to be transferred to your account for investment in your country. If you are ready to assist me to get... if you are ready to assist me, get back to me. I will give you full details on how the money will be transferred to you. Note that after the fund has been transferred to your account, 45% for you and 50% for me, while the remaining 5% will be map out, one word, M-A-P-O-U-T. I don't know what that means. Will be map out for the expenses incur during the transfer of the fund to your account. There's a whole bunch more, but basically he's going to split 50-50.
Yeah, it's one of those emails.
$4 million. What do you mean, one of those emails?
Never mind. Continue.
So anyway, his name is Mr. Musa Abel, or Abel, And so I said, he was talking about bank accounts and stuff. I said, can I get that in cash? I don't have a bank account. And he got back to me with a different email address, and it went to my spam folder, but I found it. He says, details about the transaction. Greetings to you and your family. I received your message. I want to let you understand that before I contact you, I have pray and the and Almighty Allah direct me to you. This money is coming to your account without any delay. Do not be afraid. All arrangement has been made to secure this money and a safely deliver to your account as the owner. He's not real good with English, but I'm sure it's not his first language. I can forgive that. My throat is wheezy. No institution will poke nose. I want you to send me your ID to enable me to know you more. Promise me when this money is transferred into your account, you will not betray. My address is number 120 Airport Road, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. You are advised to contact me through my private phone number and the below information. And then he lists this information that I need to give him.
Yeah.
I need to give him my full name and my contact address, my company name, if any, my private telephone numbers, my private email address, my age, and my occupation. He says, as soon as I receive this information, I shall pest your name and information as the owner of the account, and later I will forward you the account number for the claim. But you must keep the details of the funds secret to avoid leakages, as no one in the bank knows about the funds. Waiting for your urgent response, the money will be shared 50% for me and 45% for you. There is no one coming to ask you about the funds because I secured everything. Note that after the fund has been transferred to your account, 5% will be map out, again, M-A-P-O-U-T, for the expenses incurred during the transfer, blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, Mr. Musa, oh man, I love Almighty Allah. They're totes my favorite band. We should go to one of their shows together sometime. Don't worry. I would never betray. You seem like a really cool dude. As for my ID, I said that my name was Donald Draper and that I gave the address of a 7-Eleven that I used to work at as my address. I said that I work for the Tampax Corporation. I gave the show's phone number as my private phone number. I said, you already have my email address, because he does. I said I was 22 years old. And I said that my position is a riboflavin distributor. And I said, I hate leakages. My company has to deal with them all the time because I work for Tampax. Don't worry. I would never leak on you. And then I said, what does map out mean? Hugs and kisses, Don. So then he got back to me again. He says, salam. More greeting to you. I have used your name in place of the account as the owner. Now all you have to do is fill this application and send it to the bank with the bank email address below. Fill your account where you want the money to be transferred. Update me with the bank responds as soon as you hear from them for the easy process to enable the bank to transfer the fund into your account. Just a bunch of nonsense. Yeah. And then there's a thing for me to fill out, an attachment with that's an application for me to fill out.
Now what's on that? Like, all the same bullshit.
My
name,
bank name, my bank address, my phone number, my account number, receiving account country, number, yeah. SWIFT code, email, profession, age.
Jesus.
And I said, you didn't answer my question. What does map out mean? Also, I already told you I don't have a bank account. Could you call me and explain what I need to do? And then I gave the phone number again. And that's the last I've heard from him. So this was yesterday, I think. I don't know if he's going to get back to me or not. I'm hoping he will. I'm hoping he'll call the voicemail.
I hope so. Goddamn.
But yeah, so that's the other thing I was doing this week. So I've got $2 million coming my way.
Oh, you're so lucky, Kyle. I never get emails like that. I never have, but I hear about them.
Well,
never mind.
It went to my spam folder, so it's lucky I checked.
Yeah.
Because normally I just go through and delete everything in my spam folder, but sometimes things get in there that aren't spam. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking through it and I found Mr. Musa, and he seems like a really nice guy. And I'm hoping we can work this out.
Yeah.
I guess
problem solved.
He was having problems at the bank and he was hiding all these funds because the bank was shady, and that's where the money came from. And now he needs to get it out of the country. You know, he needs to basically launder the money, but it sounds like, you know, that makes it sound shady, but you know, it's for a good cause.
Oh, he sounds so cool.
He's a decent guy, I think. So I'll let you guys know if anything else happens with that. Probably nothing will. Kind of like the time I emailed Oreos.
Yeah.
And they just emailed me back with a form letter.
Fuckers.
Bastards. So that is actually what happened to me this week. In other news, after all the talk about segments last week, I was thinking about the Daily Piff.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we could do more Daily Piff.
It's been a while.
We haven't done any Daily Piff in a long time.
Yeah.
So I went to the dailypiff.net. It's gone.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh.
It vanished in the night. I have no idea.
It's not temporarily unavailable.
No, it's gone.
It's gone.
Like, it's got one of those, like,
oh, fuck.
Like, what do you call them? Like, filler pages. Like, yeah. When a domain
Oops,
name
you
is,
tried to reach this. Oh, it's so silly of
well,
you.
It's like one of those, like, search engine looking things when you go to a domain name that's registered, but there's nothing there.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Okay. That sucks, man. That was such a great site.
I know. He's got a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I went through it looking to try to find out why the site was down, and it doesn't say.
What the fuck?
There was one post I saw that was related, and he was like, looks like the Daily Piff's going to be a Facebook affair from now on, or for a little while, or something like that. But I don't know why it went down.
Oh, no details.
It's really not like black people to not pay their bills. So I don't know what could possibly be the problem.
Yeah.
But I was pretty disappointed when I saw that.
In related news, I had a site that I had quite a bit of like Photoshopped stuff uploaded to from years back.
Was this like Image Shack?
Fuck. File Avenue.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Just some site. It no longer exists. And I've tried to look into it. And when I went to it the first time, it said temporarily unavailable.
Okay.
Like they're having server issues or some shit.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. A couple days later, doesn't exist. Next day, doesn't exist. So all my shit, I don't know why I didn't think about it. Like, man, this is a really oddball site. Nobody's going to... I'm sure nobody used it. Maybe a handful of people. Because there's so many other sites that are so much better. And I never thought to fucking save that shit.
You didn't have this backed up anywhere?
No,
this was like from a couple
gone,
PCs
man.
Ago or something?
Oh,
that sucks.
It's gone. But I don't know. I got over it pretty quick. Because
well,
shit
good.
Happens. So much. Just I was really butthurt about it. And like they never emailed me. They have my email. That's how I log in. They never gave me like, oh, we're going to be shutting down. You might want to.
Yeah.
Nothing. And
maybe they didn't know. Maybe it was like maybe they got shut down by the FBI or something. Like maybe they were too many people were hosting child pornography or something or copyrighted images. Somebody had an album that was just all Ann Getty's photos that they'd scanned of those creepy babies in bee costumes. Is that all Ann Getty's does? She dresses babies up as bees and flowers and makes them fuck. Is that all she does? She drugs them and then puts them in sexually suggestive positions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that all she does? It's been a while since I've seen one of her books. I might be misremembering them.
But yeah. So, you know, it's gone, but fuck. A lot of that Photoshop artwork I did is probably garbage anyway. I haven't really checked
lots
it
of,
out.
Lots of pictures of you without a shirt on with like inky tendrils.
Yeah. Yeah.
In front of clouds.
Yep. Yep. All gone.
Well, you've got some of those on Facebook.
I do, a few. But these were like the raws, you know? Like the raw PSD Photoshop files and
shit. Oh, so
And the like exported
So you
JPEGs.
Weren't just using it as an image host. You were using it as like a
backup.
Like a hard drive.
Yeah, because I knew, you know, at some point, what if something happened?
Have you ever heard of Dropbox?
No.
I don't know much about Dropbox, but I know it's all the rage with the kids these days.
Is it?
And it's basically what it is. It's online storage for your shit. You can put all your stuff in your Dropbox. So if you need to access it from another computer or if you need to let somebody else access it, you can do that. I don't know how it works exactly.
Sounds interesting, but I can't trust these sites anymore. What if they go under? What if something happens? My shit's gone.
Well, I've never heard of
There's no
File
insurance.
Avenue from anybody but you.
Yeah.
But I have heard of Dropbox from a bunch of kids. And so my guess would be that Dropbox is a slightly bigger deal and maybe less likely to go under.
Yeah, yeah. More responsible, you know, to get back to their members, registered members. God damn. I don't know. I'm just going to back up everything on like a fucking flash drive. No more online backing up. Like I'll put it up, you know,
well,
I can put it up there to link.
To be fair to File Avenue, you apparently were not using it to back your shit up. You were using it to just hold your shit.
Because
if you were backing your shit up, that would mean you had it in two places.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's
apparently true. Did not.
I
you
didn't.
Only had it in the one place.
Yeah.
You needed a backup for your backup.
Yes. Shit.
Yeah. So That sucks.
It does.
You lost all of your naked pics.
Yeah.
You can always make more, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you kind of lost your figure, what with the baby and all.
Mm-hmm.
But you can Photoshop your hips in a little bit and your love handles.
Yeah, my looks have gone to shit.
Take out the dodge and burn tool and draw in some abs.
Yeah, I'm like morphing into a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Thinning up top a little bit.
No, dads don't thin up top. Dads thin in the legs, and that's it. They gain weight. They gain weight from the waist up,
but not the waist.
But
down.
Their legs are thin, and their arms are thin.
Yeah,
it's mostly right in the middle, like as if they had a pillow for a body.
Yeah,
that's kind of what dads look like.
God damn.
And they really just tighten that belt because like to get maximum. Because if you tighten the belt enough, the fat can't seep down into the lower body.
Yep.
You know, the stomach's in the upper body, and then like the fat just goes around, and it's like, I can't get through this belt.
Yep.
So then it just builds in the stomach area.
The pillowage.
And the tits. Dads don't even get man boobs. They like just fill out kind of evenly from the neck to the belly. It's like one. It's like a pillow.
Yeah.
And they lose their nipples.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if they retract or if they fall off. But they lose their nipples. Dads are smooth from the neck to the... They don't have belly buttons. Smooth from the neck to the groin.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Had you not told me that and asked me what I thought happened to the dad's nipples once they became dads, I'd be like, oh, they probably get bigger and gross.
Nope. They they go away.
Who knew?
I don't know if they evaporate or what happens. And dads, their pubes recede.
Yeah.
Like how hairlines recede, their pube line recedes.
Oh, wouldn't that be glorious?
Until there's just a circle of gray hair around their dick, like a bullseye. Jesus. Like the dick is the dot in the bullseye.
Yeah.
Like somebody threw a dick backwards at a target and it stuck. That's what it looks like.
Oh, God.
Yep. Oh, Dad Anatomy. This is another new segment, Dad Anatomy.
Jesus.
Next week.
We're just full of segments.
Yeah. We'll learn about hammer toes.
I'm going to throw this out because after I lost all my shit, I was browsing the web and found a way to make myself laugh. And here's the story.
Okay.
I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but I was on YouTube and I found some videos of like puzzles you can solve.
Okay.
And you know, like, you're a genius if you can solve this puzzle. And
oh, are you my dad now?
They're not solvable. They're impossible. But these people...
What kind of puzzles?
There's,
give me an example.
There's, I forget what it's called exactly, but there's three houses and three resources, water, electricity, and gas. And you basically, on a piece of paper, draw three houses. House one, house two, house three. And below that, you draw like three circles or some shit, label them. Water, electricity, and gas. And each, you have to draw a line from each house to each resource for each house, but the lines can't intersect.
Does it have to be a straight line?
No.
Oh.
And you think, yeah, I could fucking do that. Everybody thinks that, but it is impossible. But there's thousands of these fucking videos of people, dude, I totally solved it. And they have a shit ton of views because there's idiots out there like, oh my God, I've been thinking about this all day. I know I can figure it out. But it's impossible. And they check out the video.
Yeah.
And they always, it's fucking trolls, man. They're always like, solved it, no cheating. That's like the title of the video.
Uh-huh.
And the asshole is like doing the puzzle in MS Paint, you know? And he clearly fails at it. And it's funny to me. Like he writes win underneath in a smiley face. And he clearly fucked it up. But then you go down to the comments. People are so pissed. Like, I wrote some of them down. I was dying. And it's funny.
It doesn't have to be a straight line?
No. Are you thinking about this? You should look it up while I read these comments. Because it wasn't just the fact that there's funny comments out there. It's the idea that there's people
watching
these videos.
I'm trying to picture it in my head. And now that I'm thinking about it,
You'd have to, if you saw it and looked at it for a while.
No, I think you're right. But yeah, because there's, yeah, I think.
It's one of those, yeah.
Yeah, I could
one
get
of those puzzles.
I could get two houses completely connected, and then I could get the third house connected to one.
Yep.
But then I wouldn't be able to do it. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Damn, you're good. These fucking assholes in these comments. One guy was like, after the guy drew his solution and wrote win with a smiley face, and that was the video. This guy commented, "The house on the left is missing two resources, dumb shit."
He's so mad.
And one guy, what did he say? "Epic fail on your mom's part for not aborting you." What the fuck? That's so mean.
Mm.
And there was a lot of like, "You suck. Most epic fail ever." And a bunch of people like that. But it was, I was rolling because, not the comments, but the idea that there's people gullible enough to check this video out, knowing it's impossible. Like, he found the solution. And they check it out, and obviously the guy's fucking with him. The guy that made the video is fucking with him. Because he did a really shitty job of solving it. But to an idiot, it would be like, "Oh my god, you did it." But if you look at it long, you know, for like 2 seconds, "Oh, yeah, he totally fucked up." So, and there's tons of this shit. There's thousands of these puzzles people put up on YouTube.
Does it have to be three separate lines for each house?
Yes.
Okay. Because I did think of a way I could solve it, yeah. But one house would only use one line.
Mm. Yeah, they can't touch the lines.
Well, no, the lines wouldn't have to touch. What would happen is, I don't know if I'm picturing the problem correctly. Yeah.
And they can't go like three lines per house to each resource.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah, the one house would have one line going to one of the resources, yep. And then it would just go through to the other two.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
Okay, yeah.
There's a ton of these impossible puzzles out there. And even more videos of people saying they solved them. And
do they say that they're impossible puzzles? Like,
no.
Does it, or are they presented as though there is a solution?
They're presented as if there's a solution.
Well, that's just being a dick. Yeah.
But after you think about it, you realize, yes, this is impossible. There's no way.
So. Yeah, but I think like if it were me, if I were trying to solve the puzzle and nobody had told me it was impossible,
yeah.
If I got to the point where I thought this is impossible, I would feel like I had just failed at solving the puzzle. Like, why would you put a puzzle out there that can't be? It's not a, if it has no solution, it's not a puzzle.
I know.
I would be thinking, I'm such a dummy. I should be able to do this.
Yeah.
Obviously, there wouldn't be a puzzle without a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So it would drive me crazy. And I guess that's the point.
We're all, yeah, they presented that, fuck, when I was in like junior high school, I forget what class, that five brick puzzle, like
there's
five boxes. There's like two boxes on top and three on the bottom. And you have to draw one line through each line. It's hard to describe. Like,
I guess I didn't take audio puzzle class.
Yeah, but it
also impossible?
It is. But he threw it out there and basically said, if you can solve this, you're a genius. And of course you're gonna. He's like, no one's ever solved this. Nobody. If you can do it, come to me. He was like, if you can solve this, I'll give you an A for the semester. So we're all like trying to solve this fucking thing. And all the while he's back there like, fucking idiots. It's
what impossible. A dick. That's really a dick thing to do.
Like, and even though we knew at some point it was impossible, you're still looking at it like there might be this one way that I could think of that no one else has. Because you don't want to give up, you know?
Well, if all he said was that nobody's ever solved this,
yeah.
I would probably think that he was lying or that he was just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
but if he told me it was literally impossible, then I just wouldn't bother.
Yeah, I know.
But what a dick move to say, like, here's a puzzle. It's really, really hard. If you can solve it, you're a genius, which is also a lie, by the way, because if it has no solution, then it doesn't matter how much of a genius you are. You can't solve it.
Yeah.
There's no solution. God. It's really a very, very dick move.
Yeah. Ninth grade geometry teacher. Yeah.
What an asshole.
God damn.
Yeah, why didn't we get puzzles in my geometry? I took geometry class. I took it in ninth grade.
I had the fun one. You probably didn't.
No, I had a bitch.
Yeah.
I had a real bitch. The only thing I remember from that class was getting homework out of the math book. And math book
of course
had half of the answers in the back of it.
Yeah.
Every other answer was in the back of the book for you to check your work. So what I would do, I understood the work. I could do the work, but I didn't want to take the work home and do the fucking work.
So I didn't want to think. Yeah. So you copy that shit so you could get back to having fun.
Copy the half of the answers that were in the back of the book, out of the back of the book.
Yep.
And the way we graded homework was the teacher would put the other half of the answers up on an overhead projector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we would all grade our own homework. And then she would walk around the room just look and make sure that we had done our work.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
So I would sit in the back of the room. I'd have half the answers filled in.
Mm-hmm.
She'd put up the overhead and I would quickly jot down the rest of the answers. And then she was also looking to make sure we showed our work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would write a bunch of extra bullshit.
bullshit
that
unrelated
meant nothing, just numbers and symbols.
That's
and I always got away with it.
Man,
there were only a few times I didn't get away with it, and I didn't get in trouble. All that happened was I didn't get it copied down in time.
Oh man!
So she just saw that my homework wasn't done. But that is all I remember from that class. That, and I remember there was a girl in there with extremely thin ankles, and she was
okay. Yeah.
She was a cheerleader, and I found her thin ankles and like it kind of. She had really thin ankles and really like non-existent calves. And otherwise, she was kind of a hot chick, but I couldn't help looking at those.
Get over the...
Those it looked like the rest of her was like normal, and then like her calves were just starving to death. And I couldn't stop looking at those calves and just feeling bad for them.
Yeah, that's
like I imagine she would go home and like tie rubber bands around like her knees so that no nutrients could get to those calves. Like she was cultivating these calves, and she'd like wrap ace bandages around them so that they couldn't grow.
Jesus,
and it was that bad. Like they looked like they tapered.
Oh, can you only imagine what she looks like today?
Oh,
disgusting. Oh,
I've seen, I think I've,
I don't want to think about it.
I don't think she's my friend on Facebook, but I've seen her on Facebook and, she's like popped out a couple of kids. She's kind of porked out now,
yeah.
But I bet she still has those non-existent calves.
Yeah.
I bet she looks like she's a chubster, but then like she has bones from the knee down.
Jesus. That must be a disease.
She probably can't walk anymore. She has to ride around in one of those scooters because those little spindly calves can't hold her up.
Yep. Her big mother upper half.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how she managed to walk with those non-existent calves. Like, how do you keep your feet under control with no calf muscles? They're just flopping around.
Everybody has calves. I saw this thing, this guy, hardcore, like, fitness buff.
Uh-huh.
Worked out insane. He had all these abs, you know. He was fit, but he had no calves, man. And they were, like, documenting his workouts, and he'd just do every week leg workouts. You know, he'd work his calves. They never grew. So the fucker gets implants. He gets plastic surgery. And then everybody's like,
we need to start an Itch Hat charity where we just donate calf implants to the needy. Like people donate money and then we spend that on calf implants. It's like a Make-A-Wish Foundation kind of thing. Like people submit like names of people that they know that don't have calves and that could really use some. And then we pick, you know, the best case, and we spend the donation money on calf implants, and we change their lives.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important part of a charity is you got to find some way to guilt trip the public.
Oh, well, we'll make a really sad video with a bunch of people with no calves just like looking at their legs.
Otherwise, there's no money.
It'll be.
So there's got to be some kind of guilt trip.
We'll desaturate the video a lot.
Yeah.
Not till it's totally black and white, but desaturate it a lot and give it kind of a slightly blue hue.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have them sitting in front of an old TV with nothing but static on the screen.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
Sitting perfectly still and staring at their calves, sitting Indian style. And just looking really sad.
Oh, man.
And, like, they'll be holding a cereal bowl, and then they'll just drop it on the floor, and there's cereal and milk everywhere, and they'll act like they didn't even notice because they're so fixated on the depression caused by their lack of calves.
Mm.
And then a dog will die.
Oh, Jesus. That's a horrible commercial.
And then a dog dies.
That's fucking horrible. I have a better one.
That's how we get them.
I have a better commercial. There's, like... an amusement park called Super Fucking Fun Land.
No, you lost me already.
And all these kids are getting in, you know, one at a time. And then there's this one little girl who has no calves, and they don't let her in. So she just walks up to the fence and like stares in. Everybody's like, "Oh my god, this is so much fun! Woo!"
Is there like there's one of those, you know, how they have like the "you must be this tall to ride" thing?
Yeah.
Instead, they have like this weird cuff, like a blood pressure cuff, but you got to stick your leg into it. And it's like, you must be able to fill out at least this cuff to ride.
Yeah. I don't know if it'd be that obvious. All it would take is like the person, the ticket person or whatever, just kind of glancing over like, oh, God. Yeah. You're not getting in. Disgusting. No calves. What the fuck?
Oh, it could be like a commercial that starts out, you don't know what the commercial's for, and it's like in a club, and this guy and this girl are hitting it off, and the guy buys the girl a drink, and they're like really hitting it off, and they go home together.
Yeah.
But the girl was wearing these like these pants that are kind of bell-bottomy.
Yeah.
And then they get back to his place and one thing leads to another. They get their clothes off and he sees those calves and he slits his own throat. And then it's just the like calves for a cause or some caring calves or some, so you know, the name of the charitable organization and a phone number.
That's great.
And that's, and they just the girl crying over his dead body and calling 911.
God damn.
Donate today.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a new segment. We could come up with charities.
Yes.
And their guilt tripping commercials. Yeah. I love it.
We cash for calves.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like we take calves. Cash for gold.
Oh, Jesus.
Mail us your calves. We'll send out a Ziploc freezer bag. You put your calves in there, you mail them to us, and we will send you cash.
That's disgusting. Huh?
And then we'll donate the unused calves to needy families.
To the Fuglies, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Needy families, which would always consist of one calfless person and one blind person.
Yeah.
All right. So calves for, I'm trying to think of a good name for this charitable organization. It's got to have some alliteration to it. You know, it's got to be CC. Calves.
Damn, cash for calves is crazy.
Cash for calves.
With like the number four.
Yeah. Calves for a cure. But that again sounds like they send us calves.
Yeah.
And then we like, we use them somehow in cancer research or something. Calves. Calves are cool.
No,
foundation.
No, no.
Cool calves for cool kids. That's when we give little calves to children.
Oh God!
Little calf implants to toddlers
or big ones. Yeah. Here you go. Here's a big.
Their legs look like Popeye's forearms.
Yeah. Oh Jesus! Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good look for a kid. They grow into them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
man, what if you gave a little girl, like a 5-year-old girl, breast implants?
Oh man!
But then she grows up.
What's wrong with it?
Then
she'll grow into them.
How sick would that look, though, if she grew up and never grew actual breasts? So then she's just got like these little golf balls sitting under the skin. Oh, that's why we don't give little girls breast implants. Not because it's unethical.
No,
just because it would look really gross later in life. They'd never get hot.
Yeah.
Or if they did grow regular breasts, then they'd have like tumors. It would look like sitting on top of the regular breasts.
I like how. Them, the children not getting hot is unethical.
No, I mean the children. What? No, I mean it's unethical to give children breast implants.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But it's also unethical
to let them not get hot.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
How could you?
Really, kids. More kids should have makeovers. I think.
Yeah.
Like if I had gotten a makeover when I was a kid, I never would have had that ridiculous long hair that had people calling me a faggot, asking if I was a boy or a girl. Yeah. It never would have happened.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been a much more sociable youth. I would have had frosted highlights and everybody would have loved me.
Yeah.
And I would be I probably wouldn't be the bitter, bitter man I am today. This would not be, I just had a terrible thought. This would be, wow.
What a beautiful morning.
Ain't life grand. Yeah. Yeah.
We're filming at 6 a.m. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning.
.org, because I'd be so happy. It would be a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a shit. I don't need you. I'd take down the donate button. I never would have put it up.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want your money, because my life is so perfect already, because I had a makeover when I was 7. We got to give kids. That's another charity we can start, is makeovers for tots.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll put out boxes like Toys for Tots, where people can donate makeup and like designer clothes.
That would be fucking fantastic.
Jewelry.
If we did that. Just put a box in like the local Chevy dealership.
Designer right next to Toys for Tots. Yeah.
With a little description. That'll make it on the news. Yeah. We'll be sitting back.
Protein powder.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Vitamin supplements.
Yep.
Some of those workout things that are like two handles with springs in the middle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Stairmaster. Yeah. No. Yeah. This is a good idea. Lotions.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good idea. We need to keep our children supple.
Yep.
We don't need any cracked kids.
Oh.
Any other charitable organizations on your mind?
Not at the moment. You got to save that for next week and the week after.
Oh, yeah. This is a regular segment
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Charity of the week. How many segments do we have now?
Jesus.
So many segments.
Yeah.
All right. This show is very segmented. Okay. Would you like to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Break!
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kid you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
What is up, my beautiful black brothers and sisters with,
don't forget about the sisters, the baby.
Booties. My name is still Kyle, and that's still Orion.
Yep.
And we're back from a break.
Yes, yes, yes.
And man, I am Mr. Grumpykins right now.
I couldn't tell.
Because during the break, I was checking on my Craigslist ad that I posted, and it's like approved and everything. It's posted, but it's not showing up in the index on the men seeking women thing where it's posted. But it's still there. It hasn't been deleted, and as far as I can tell, hasn't been flagged or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to take about 15 minutes for these posts to go up. And this was technically posted yesterday, and it is now today, and there are posts for yesterday. Today that have shown up, and my post still hasn't shown up in the index. And it's really, I'm going through the terms of use and stuff, trying to figure out like what I could have done wrong, or if there's some kind of reason that it wouldn't have shown up yet.
Yeah.
And I can't see anything. And during the break, I read an ad. I don't think I violated any terms of use because there's an ad that says bilingual female needed. And the age listed is 110, which is a clear lie.
Yeah.
It says, surely there is a single white female bilingual out there somewhere who can be that someone special in my life. Not only do I need a woman proficient in English and fellatio, but if she knew a third language like Spanish, that would be awesome. This opportunity won't last long. There's no cash or prizes involved. There's only me at the end of this rainbow, but that is what you are looking for. Get your reply back to me soon before some bullshitter gets me distracted. Just put bilingual in the subject line so I know you're not a spammer. So if that guy didn't get denied, then there's no way I did.
There's no fucking way.
So I can't figure out why my post isn't showing up. And it's very, very, very frustrating to me because there's no clear reason. If I'd gotten an email that was like, oh, this violates our terms of service and it's been deleted. Or even if I just clicked on it, on the link to my post, and it didn't show up because it had been deleted, then I would at least know. But it's there.
It's the not knowing.
It's
like,
there.
What's going on?
You can get to it if you have the link, which I will post in the forums, but apparently it's just never going to show up in the index, and I have no way of knowing why.
Yeah.
And I was just reading about how they offer no support for free ads, so even if I tried asking questions, nobody'd be able to tell me.
Yeah.
So
they're just fucking waiting. Mm-hmm. Waiting.
How am I supposed to meet these babes, Craig? What's your fucking problem, Craig? This list is shit. It's just a list of creeps.
Yeah.
I tried to add one nice guy to your creep list, and you're like, no, no, you don't understand. This is creeps list.
Yeah. Jesus
Craig, Christ. You're an asshole. Fix your website, Craig. It's garbage.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Okay. Well, now that I've gotten that off my chest. Yeah. I got sleepy during the break because we were waiting for somebody. Either my roommate John or his girlfriend was taking a shower during the break. And it's like 2 in the morning. Yeah, it's like 2:30 in the morning right now.
Night showers.
One of them was taking
only for the weirdo.
Maybe they were both taking a shower.
Ooh, possibly.
Oh, it was pretty steamy when I went in there.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, we had to pee like crazy. And they're in there just lathering up, getting all seductive, getting ready
to nook and cranny.
Getting ready to read each other books. And and so like we were just sitting here thinking about peeing. And I'm getting frustrated and sleepy and I have to pee. And I just like I have some things and I will attempt to talk about them, but like they're slightly heady, you know, they're slightly thinking man's topics.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel up to it, you know. I don't feel up to properly addressing these things.
Oh, I hear you.
But I guess one thing I wanted to talk very briefly about was that Alpha Protocol podcast.
Yeah.
Did you ever happen to listen to that?
No.
That's Sean Ryan of Method to Madness's new podcast.
Yep.
I talked
Real
about
talk.
It. I talked about it last week. Orion said he would listen to it, but that he's, you know, being a dad makes you a liar.
Working on it, man.
All dads are liars. His nipples were falling off. Yeah, he was distracted. Yeah. I'm sure he had a good reason.
Probably it was a baby, crazy week.
Yeah. Baby lost an arm. We had to sew it back on. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So after we talked about it on the last episode, he sent me another episode.
Yeah.
He sent me a third episode of the show.
Oh.
And so I listened to it. And I remember liking it. It was another episode with his regular co-host, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think that they're good together.
Good
I remember
chemistry, yeah.
liking the episode. Unfortunately, I don't remember anything about the episode other than that I liked it. Because I listened to it at the beginning of this week, mm-hmm. and my memory is garbage. And last week, I said I didn't remember anything about the episode I didn't like, and that was part of like a sign of what, like how bad it was or whatever.
Yeah.
But this time, I swear, I just don't remember because I have you know early onset Alzheimer's. But I did enjoy it.
Constructive criticism.
That's all the criticism I have. Yeah. I was really hoping you would have listened to at least one of these.
God damn.
But
even if I did, shit, they're just not that memorable.
As usual, you let me die. You can't say that because you haven't listened to them. I heard, okay, Red Bar Radio is a podcast I listen to.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. And I love it. It's probably my favorite podcast. And you hate it, but but that's because you don't like good things.
Yeah.
Listening to it today. He was doing a live show and I was listening to it. And some caller called up and asked him what he thought about eggnog. And he started talking all kinds of shit about eggnog, which is fine. You know, if you don't like eggnog, that's fine. But then he said he'd never had it before. And he didn't even really know what it was. He thought it was an alcoholic beverage, which it can be, but it isn't by necessity. And when somebody pointed out that it isn't by necessity, he like short-circuited. Like, you know, he didn't know that there was such a thing as non-alcoholic eggnog. And if you buy eggnog, it's non-alcoholic for the most part. I think you can buy it alcoholic.
People prefer that, because they want to add their own, because the one that includes the alcohol just tastes gross.
People usually either make it or buy it and then add their own booze.
Yeah.
And I not even sure if I've ever tried it with booze in it. I love eggnog without booze.
Yeah.
I think I understand why people don't like it. I think it's mostly in their head. I'm sure there are people who genuinely try it and don't like it, but I think it's mostly in their head. I think mostly they hear eggnog and they're like,
ew.
I mean, egg.
I'm eating like
drinking
raw eggs.
Yeah. Drinking eggs sounds kind of gross. And then the word nog doesn't exactly sound delicious either.
Yeah.
Like you might as well call it like troll balls, you know,
troll snot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But really, it's good. No, really.
But it's delicious. It's kind of like drinking ice cream.
Yeah, it's like a candy beverage. Mmm, eggnog's coming out. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love it. And
they have it. It's kind of a seasonal thing, but only a couple years ago did I realize you can get it year round. There just aren't as many like varieties.
Yeah.
Like brands. But anyway, I was reminded of this just now because you said, even if I did listen to it, it's just not that memorable. And that reminded me of the host of Red Bar Radio saying eggnog is disgusting. Anybody who drinks eggnog is an idiot asshole. But I've never tried it. I have no idea.
God, what a dick.
Yeah. What a jerk.
He does that a lot, doesn't he?
No. I'm
like, get it? I'm so funny.
Well, I'm sure he was also playing it up just, for the purpose of being humorous. I'm not actually mad at him, but I am mad at you. Okay. Get the fuck out of my apartment. I wanted to mention that. Another thing I wanted to mention was that last week I said I played a voicemail from Miss Nick, and I thought it would be obvious to everyone that I did not, in fact, play a voicemail from Miss Nick.
I was hoping it wasn't. Yeah.
I was playing this video of a racist British woman on the tram, and it was circulating all over the place. I saw it on my Facebook. I saw it on Reddit. I saw it in multiple places multiple times, and so like it was viral that week, and so I thought, a lot of people probably would have already seen it, and even if you hadn't seen it, she doesn't sound anything like Miss Nick aside from the fact that she's British and a girl or a woman, but really didn't sound anything like Miss Nick, so I figured everybody would know that wasn't Miss Nick, and I didn't need to explain it. Unfortunately, a couple days later I was talking to my roommate John, And he goes, man, that Miss Nick voicemail. I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
That's pretty crazy. And he thought it was Miss Nick.
Oh, man.
He really did. And I had to tell him that it wasn't. And because I had to tell my roommate, John, I assume that I need to tell everyone. So I would like to apologize to Miss Nick for making everyone think that you are a racist and that you have a kid. I really thought that people would just know.
Yeah.
Eris Cousins in our forums, he figured it out.
He blew posted the lid,
Yeah, he posted a link to that video in the forums. but yeah, that wasn't Miss Nick. So do you want to do Facebooks and Twitters and
yes,
all that?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is going to be an adventure. I need to stop having conversations on Facebook because it fucks this up, because like I have to like read around my conversations trying to find things that people have said. I'm Kilo said at one point, one of my atheist friends sent me this. I thought you would enjoy it. And he put enjoy in quotes. And then he linked me to an article about a study. I'm not looking at it right now. I looked at it before. About a study where some people were polled and they were asked like to rate the trustworthiness. I'm probably fucking this up, but no, you'll get the idea. They were asked to rate the trustworthiness of a bunch of different groups of people. And I don't remember what all the groups were, but one of the groups with it was atheists and one of them was rapists.
Yeah.
And they ended up saying that atheists were less trustworthy than rapists.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That surprises me. My God.
Or roughly the same. Maybe they trusted atheists a little bit more than rapists. I didn't.
Just a little bit, yeah.
It's been days and days since I read this.
But close.
Yeah.
They were very close.
And I really do think that there's a certain segment of the population that doesn't know what atheist means. That they, you know,
that's true. Yeah.
The really dumb, really fundamentalist Christians are who I think these people are. Mm-hmm. You know, they live in the Bible Belt or the Deep South. And they probably handle snakes and they're still watching, standard definition televisions with the two knobs, mm-hmm. You know, they've got the rabbit ears on there. There's nothing coming in, but they can't tell because they never really got a good signal on there anyway. They were always just watching static and they think God's speaking to them through the TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a Rorschach test. They just see what they want in the static and mm-hmm. they think God's talking to them. I think those people, when they hear atheist, all they know is it's like the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposition to whatever the fuck their position is.
Like so, Satanism.
Exactly. I think that's what they think. I think they think of like ritual sacrifice. Yeah, and
Antichrist. 666.
That's the only way that makes any sense to me, that people would say, you know, atheists are about as trustworthy as a rapist.
Yeah.
It's sad. And it's sad and it's stupid, but it's not terribly surprising. Because I tend to believe that the majority of people are fucking morons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which is sad too, because you know, people like to talk about democracy as being the way. You know, it's the only fair government. It depends on your definition of fair, I guess. Who are we trying to be fair to? Like, if we had a true democracy, this would be the worst place on the planet. Because it would be everybody voted and everything was decided by popular vote,
mm-hmm.
we would be fucking, we would all be wearing raccoon skin clothing and fucking our sisters because that's what the stupid want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Murder would be legal,
mm-hmm.
but only if like it's somebody who's really annoying. Actually, I wouldn't be so upset about that.
But still, I think Christianity would reign supreme because it...
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It symbolizes good.
What do you mean still? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, okay.
What did you think I was talking about?
Let's not do this. I thought we were just talking about like in America where if the democracy was true, you know, leaving out the religious part, nobody would really care because, yeah, they go to church, but nobody really cares.
No. I wasn't saying people wouldn't care. What I was saying is if everybody voted and everything was decided by popular vote, everything would be decided by fucking morons.
Yeah.
And a lot of those fucking morons are fundamentalist Christians.
Mm-hmm. Creationism in school. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there wouldn't even be school. because
yeah, that's true.
Because you don't need to learn about anything but God. Mm-hmm. The whole country would be, it would have a wall on all of our borders, including the sea, just in case any mermen wanted to get in. And eventually they'd be like, you know what? Let's just build a roof on top of these walls. We got a wall all around the country. It's one giant building.
Yeah.
Let's just build a roof on top and then a steeple, an enormous steeple that somehow reaches out into space. And mm-hmm. it would be one enormous church. It would be a church / Walmart. It would be a place to go to buy 10-gallon drums of chicken nuggets and pizza rolls and also pray to Christ. And the streets would be littered with dead Muslims and Jews.
Yes.
And but every baby would live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And there would be a fuck ton of them. They would be everywhere.
There's already a ton, but yeah, there'd be a fuck ton.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, yeah. So there's that. Next thing on the Facebook. I'm Kilo said, is there anything that atheists believe is okay that libertarians think is wrong? I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything that atheists believe is okay that libertarians think is... Okay. I think that not atheists as a whole, although I think any intellectually honest atheist would feel this way. But as an atheist myself, I believe that morality is entirely relative. Like, I think there's no such thing as an objective morality. It's entirely subjective. The convenient fact happens to be that most of us seem to agree on most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, you know, between the religious and atheists, we both, kind of agree some of the time that it's not a good idea to murder people.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the religious typically have more loopholes in their murder rules than I do. But I do think it's completely subjective. Like, the only reason it's not okay to murder people is because we said it's not okay to murder people. I mean, there's nothing actually inherently truly wrong about that. And I think libertarians believe in inalienable rights as though they just exist. You know, they just are, which is complete nonsense. But they talk about it all the time. About how you don't have to, we've talked about this before, how the government doesn't give you rights. They just, if they're doing their job, they protect your inalienable rights
that you
already have.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as inherent human rights in the same way that there's no such thing as inherent morality. And they're kind of hand in hand. And I think some atheists would butt heads with some, probably most libertarians on that issue. But that's the only thing I can think of.
You said that way better than I could.
Okay. All right. The next message is also from I'm Kilo.
Man.
He says, left my Jason Statham comedy vehicle one-liner on voicemail. And we did get one voicemail, and that's the only one we got.
Yes.
let me pull this up.
All right.
Don't worry. His bark is worse than his bite.
Okay. I guess I should have started with the Facebook this week. Because I'm Kilo posted this whole scenario involving Jason Statham. And he spelled Jason Statham wrong every time. okay, so it's Jason Statham comedy premise. Jason hates pets. And this is established at the beginning of the movie where he gets a cat out of a tree for a little girl. Then badmouths the whole idea of owning a pet to his girlfriend, saying pets are for weak people. Then he goes to visit his sister dying of stomach cancer, who asks him to adopt her pet Boxer. He declines, but agrees to drive the dog from New York to L.A., where it will live with his parents. Jason Statham comedy premise 2, which made me think he had a new premise, but it wasn't. It's just a continuation of the last one. He says, before even starting, he has misgivings as he sees the Boxer destroy things and slobber on them. And we have an earlier establishing scene of him getting onto his girlfriend for leaving trash in his car. And now this slobbery dog is going to be riding? What's he going to do? Then lots of scenes of Jason being angry at the dog. Dog pees on seat. Dog runs out of car and Jason has to dodge traffic to get it back. Dog bark. He says parks, but I think he means barks. Dog barks nonstop at drive-thru and screws up order because the dog screwed up the order. And screws up order because they can't understand Jason at the call box. And dog sticks head out window and slobbers all over new paint job. At some point in the trip, Jason gets the call that his sister has passed away, and in a tear-jerking scene, Jason has to tell the dog that his owner has passed away. Part 3, After that, things start to change. Jason cries himself to sleep, only to wake up with the dog in his bed, where he smiles and pets him. Then a montage of Jason teaching the dog tricks like thump your tail and I'll pull over. And we see the boxer learn this, jump out of the car, run to a tree and pee on it and run right back into the car. A scene of Jason losing something the dog finds. A drive-through scene where Jason orders his meal and then the boxer barks and the people in the drive-through give the dog a snack, culminating to Jason reaching his parents' home, but tells them he's going to adopt the boxer like his sister wanted and brings it home to his girlfriend, who is surprised at how he's not just into a dog, but how he's taken the edge off his personality and he's not as big of an insulting asshole as before. And so the one-liner for that would have been,
"Don't worry, his bark is worse than his bite."
There you go.
Oh, shit.
See, that wasn't like comedy to me. I don't know. I thought it sucked.
Whoa.
I thought it sucked.
I thought
it was more like a Lifetime heartfelt drama. I don't know.
I thought it sounded like a real movie. I thought it sounded like Marley and Me starring Jason Statham.
Yeah, exactly. If it was like a heartfelt drama, then A plus, but no. Comedy.
It starts out comical. He's like, "I don't want this dog," and then he's got the dog. It's like Turner and Hooch.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, Hooch.
And
Jesus,
it is basically Statham and Hooch. I think that's what you call it, Statham and Hooch. Yep. Yeah, and so he starts out, hating the dog. He doesn't want the dog.
Makes his life miserable. Yeah.
And then
screws up his orders.
But then his sister dies.
Yeah. Oh, dark turn.
I think it would be better if instead of his sister dying of cancer, if like she's just going on a vacation or something.
Yeah, there you go.
And she leaves him with the dog and he's like really reluctant, but he eventually agrees. Like she just kind of maybe she's just that kind of character, you know, maybe she's an older sister and she's got that kind of pull on him or whatever. And she just kind of bulldozes over him with it. And he never gets a chance to say no.
Mm-hmm.
She leaves him with the dog and then he's got the dog and he hates the dog. And then she still dies, but it's like a hilarious, like comical accident that she dies. And he still gets really sad, but the audience doesn't know how to feel because the accident was so hilarious. Like that scene in Meet Joe Black. I don't know if you've seen it, but where Brad Pitt gets hit by the car.
Twice.
Yeah. And like his body's flying all over the place. Something like that, but like even wackier.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe with... completely unrealistic cartoon-esque sound effects like bicycle horns and things. Bonk, 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 you know.
Or, I don't know, just a giant rock falling off a cliff.
Oh, like she gets hit. Okay, she gets hit by cars like in that Meet Joe Black scene. And she's like flying around through the air. And then the last car hits her, throws her up in the air. And it cuts to show a guy, like a construction worker, climbing out of a manhole and like sliding the manhole cover, climbing out, and he goes off to like take his lunch break and the manhole's open. She falls into the manhole.
The sound effects in there have to be great. Like
earlier, somehow, like there's a newspaper or like a TV playing the news in the background that somehow states that there are alligators loose in the sewer. So that we've established this. And then like when she falls in the manhole, you hear like growling sounds and like gnashing of teeth.
There we go.
And that's how she dies. So the audience is laughing.
Rolling.
And then it just immediately cuts to Jason Statham crying with the phone up to his ear. And then like he just hung up. So he slowly lowers it and then just drops it on the floor and then collapses into a state of depression. And then the dog... the dog shows up with a clown nose on and makes Jason laugh. And that's how they start bonding.
Yeah. That's much better. Yeah.
Yes.
A plus.
But, it did sound like a real movie.
Oh yeah.
Like I could see that happening.
And he was the only one that contributed. So yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Gavin. Hugs. Fucking Gavin. This Jordy asshole.
What's up with Gavin?
He keeps telling me he's going to call into the show. He's going to call in and leave a voicemail. He's been telling me this for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep reminding him and he keeps saying, "Oh, I'll do it later. I'll do it later." And it was him that said in the first place that he was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He still hasn't done it.
Like it's so hard. Yeah.
What an asshole.
Jesus.
Remember when we used to be friends, Gavin? Remember when I used to like you?
Them's were some good times. Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm finding it difficult to remember, actually, at this point. Let's get into more of these things. I guess while I'm on the Facebook, I'm Kilo on the Facebook said basically the search for the guy's real name on the first page were comments he left on a blog that was like crazy liberals don't realize that. And a few other posts like that. Who knows how old that post was? He could have been on 2 hours of sleep or it was right after an election or something, but it's hard not to judge him immediately. So that's in regards to the friend of his or whatever that he needed his phone number. He Googled his name and then he found some posts that painted him in a bad light.
Yeah.
If the posts were just crazy liberals don't realize that, like that's every fucking idiot, like on Facebook, on the internet.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't bat an eye at that really.
Yeah.
unless it was somebody I really knew and liked and like this was an aspect of their personality I didn't know, and then I'd be glad I knew. But I couldn't like really, that's like what you'd worried about getting out there is that you have political views.
Yeah.
Did he say crazy liberals don't realize that they should all die in a second Holocaust? Like, because then I would understand.
Yeah. Like whoa.
But if he was like crazy liberals don't realize that the top 1% create jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can argue about that all day, but that's not a crazy thing to say. I don't know, you know. But anyway, then I'm Kilo says, wow, more Miss Nick calls, which again led me to believe that maybe some people didn't understand.
Man.
I didn't think that sounded anything like Miss Nick. So I really didn't think, even if you didn't know the video, but
your friends are failures on Facebook because I get all my like up to date viral bullshit through Facebook. Everybody's posting it.
Yeah.
I don't even have to go to like other sites, you know?
Then I'm Kilo posted a Kate Beckett photo gallery. The scrumptious detective Kate
scrumptious.
Beckett. That's how I'm gonna describe her from now on. The scrumptious detective Kate Beckett.
That makes her sound crunchy.
From ABC's Castle. No.
Crunchy, scrumptious.
She's scrumptious. Like I wanna It does kind of make it sound like if I gobbled her all up, there might be some crumbs left over.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Like she just leaves crumbs in her wake all the time. She doesn't look crumbly, but everywhere she goes, there are little crumbs.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. It'd make her easier to find.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I told you not to mess with the chemicals under the sink, Kate Beckett. Because I followed her in.
Yeah,
I
was followed the crumbs.
Kate, where are you? Kate, I told you not to drink the bleach. God, I'm going to have to put baby gates on everything. Anyway, yeah. He posted a photo gallery of the delightful detective Kate Beckett.
Oh, man.
Which I was happy to see. Unfortunately, she doesn't seem to photograph that well. You really got to see her in action, guys. You gotta check out these episodes.
Kyle's like, man, none of these photos are painting her in
a lot of the pictures
light.
Are bad pictures.
Bad angles.
Like she doesn't look terrible, but they're bad pictures. They don't represent it properly. You got to see what I see. You got to see her in action, the magic.
It's not a sign at all that she might be on the ugly side.
Oh, fuck you. I don't. Oh, man.
Some people aren't photogenic.
Cameron Diaz.
Hey, dude, that was forever ago.
Oh,
I'm over it.
Who's
I've
your
been
new,
over it.
Who's your new babe? You're a dad
I
now.
Don't even have a babe now. Shit.
Oh, no.
I like the nameless anonymous ones that get it in the ass. I don't know. Those are my babes
you
now.
You need to start sending me links to your favorite porn clips of the week.
All right.
So I can look at them and go, really? Orion, you know that's a grandma, right? I just like the way her skin is like tight and loose at the same time. It's like it's real tight and leathery, but it's like there's still too much of it. So in order to be tight, it had to be scrunched up, you know, so there are lots of ripples in it.
Oh, God.
I'm just describing.
With every thrust, yeah.
I'm just describing Cameron Diaz.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, she looks like she looks like a rotisserie chicken that's had all of the meat sucked out, but somehow the skin is still intact and the bones are still in there.
She has a beautiful soul, I'm sure, but I'm over her.
Nobody has a beautiful soul, Orion, because nobody has a soul.
Oh.
That's something libertarians and I can agree on. Okay, so that's it for the I'm Kilo stuff on the Facebook. Then somebody named Rafael Trujillo.
Ooh.
Says, hey, great show. And he spelled great GRATE.
Yeah.
So
I'm
it's
like,
a,
oh, spam. Wait,
yeah,
it's Facebook.
No, we just have a show that's very much like a great.
Yep.
It's grating on his nerves.
Yeah.
Hey, great show. I was wondering if you could check out a podcast I tune into called The Comedy Button. It's a shooting the shit podcast like yours. You might like it. You can find it on iTunes or at thegeekbox.net. Thanks and keep it up. Now, I do think this probably was some kind of spam.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't think it was spam. I think it was like a listener of that show who was like, I'm going to do the best. I'm going to be the best listener. I'm going to go out and I'm going to promote the fuck out of this show.
Yeah.
I did not listen to the comedy. I listened to like 5 minutes of the Comedy Button.
How was it?
I was scared it was going to be awful because with a name like the Comedy Button, it should be.
Yeah, that's true.
Any podcast with comedy in the name, don't.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it and liking it, then you should be suspect about your own sense of humor.
Just reading that made me think, oh, this is going to be some malware site.
It's not a malware site. I don't know if it's any good because I haven't listened to much of it. It seems to feature some people who used to be on some like old oneup.com podcast. And there's a guy, Max Scoville, who's on the Podtoid, the Destructoid podcast. Mm-hmm. So there were some people I recognized and I like some of them. Mm-hmm. So I might listen to it later. It might be okay. It's not video game related, I guess. It's like their Alpha Protocol.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah. All right.
So I might listen to that later. I don't know. But that's where I'm at with that. I mean, the Comedy Button is just a fucking awful name. And they should know better because they've all done podcasts before. Like, and they are, or at least some of them are funny guys.
Yeah. Who are you targeting with that name? The Comedy Button.
The Comedy
Button. Oh, my grandma loves that show.
It sounds like grandma came up with the name, the Comedy Button.
God damn it.
It's all slide whistles and knock-knock jokes. All right, guys, here's the Laffy Taffy joke of the week.
Doing.
Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because numbers are hilarious.
Yeah. Fucking terrible. How dare you promote that?
Then our buddy Paul said in response to my post asking for questions and suggestions, he says, has there been any resolution with Leland's runaway grandmother?
Oh!
Yeah, so what's up?
Yeah,
with,
there was a resolution. She came back the very next day. She wouldn't just go away. Mm-hmm. I was like, Aldi, like, what's going to happen with this? You know, because I'm like, hey, if she wants to come back, that's fine with me. You know, it's nice not having her around, but it's so convenient, man. And she's like, all right, I'll call her. So she called her and I don't know why, but she was like, all right, I'll come home.
Yeah, she got sick of life on the streets.
Yeah. She's 100% dependent. Of course she's coming back. Nobody else is getting her cigarettes. She can't drive. She can't walk. She has a bad hip.
She doesn't like the way the other family members make their spoiled milk.
Yep.
She likes to make it herself. Like they put spices in it and stuff. Mine plain. I just pour a gallon of milk, a half gallon. I pour a half gallon of milk into a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I just leave it out.
Yep.
For however long it takes. And then I eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, it's magic.
You disgusting fucking woman.
Yeah. So she's back. And we tested the waters a little bit, make sure she wasn't losing her fucking mind. You know, she's fine. So it's all back
okay,
to normal.
Okay. So
all back to normal. Yeah.
Runaway grandma.
Thanks, Paul, for asking that.
Runaway grandma never coming back. Wrong way on a one-way track.
But when she came back, the first thing she asked for, can you go get me cigarettes? It's like, fuck you.
She was probably McFitting like crazy.
Oh, I bet. But she relies on, when she was over at the grandma's, she relies on like cousins and relatives to get her shit. And they're all basically, no, fuck you. I work all day. I got this to do. You know, kind of like us. But
yeah.
So... I think one cousin ended up buying her like 3 cartons and she went through it in like, 2 weeks? What was it, a week? Fuck, I don't know.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
And then she needs more? Yeah, fuck off. So, yeah, back to normal.
So she's back.
Yeah.
Back to the Twitter now. Sean Ryan, the Gray Ghost Net on Twitter, said, Christmas songs that drive you goddamn nuts.
Oh, man.
I'm having to listen to some at work right now. Makes me want to never leave the house.
Oh, It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's like a fucking insult to anybody working some kind of job like retail where you're servicing the public.
Yeah.
And you're...
That one wouldn't bother me outside of work, though.
I hate it.
That one would bother me in work, I guess, if that's the way I was thinking. Like,
but it reminds
me. It's not the most wonderful time of the of the year. It's the worst fucking time of the year because all you fat fucks coming into the store buying up all the turkeys. You pieces of shit.
Yeah, get out of here. Don't buy shit.
Sweaters.
Yeah.
But for me, the Christmas songs that drive me nuts for the most part are the religious ones, not because they're religious, but they just are the worst ones. Like they're the most monotonous.
Yeah. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Mm-hmm. I had sex with a goat. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
And they're all like that. Like,
I don't like them because they are religious. They're religious ones because... If I'm listening to a Christmas song, I want to be, you know, listening to them sing about how awesome Christmas is, not about the three wise men and Jesus and Bethlehem.
No, I agree. But for me, it's mostly just that they're so, like, they're musically flatlining. They're just, and I can think of two non-religious Christmas songs that drive me nuts.
What?
One is... I want a hippopotamus for Jesus Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Oh my God.
Don't want a crocodile or some other bullshit. I am annoying. I don't know why anybody liked me ever and why I didn't get murdered.
That plays quite a bit where I work. Yeah.
And the other one is Santa Baby, which is like a Betty Boop song.
Yeah.
Santa baby, I'm a stupid, dumb piece of shit.
Santa baby,
I am gonna blow you tonight. Santa baby, so bring a couple condoms with you. Yeah, I don't know. It's that
just voice, jostles the old men.
That voice drives me nuts, and not in a good way.
So hurry down the chimney. Oh, I will, baby. Oh, I will.
You are the worst kind of old man if you find that sexy.
You know they do, though.
But you're supposed to. Like, it's supposed to be an alluring thing. Yeah. But if you find that sexy, you are the worst kind of man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you want, like, a brain-damaged woman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Betty Boop type one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So those are the Christmas songs that really rub me the wrong way.
Oh man, I'm trying to think. Oh,
I'm also not a fan of Run Run Rudolph.
Run Run Rudolph, Santa's got to make it to town.
Fucking love it. It reminds me of Home Alone. Love that movie.
Yeah, but
that's all I think about is them running in the airport. Oh God, gotta hurry.
So do I, but I still didn't like that song very much. I mean, it's so dumb. Who does that song?
I don't
think it is, but I want to say it's Bruce Springsteen because that's what it sounds like to me. Like
that would be great.
He's got that strained voice, like "Run, run, Rudolph! Santa's shutting down the automotive plant."
Oh God!
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Fuck harder.
That fucking song. Where they saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. It'd be better
underneath the mistletoe.
It's fucking dumb, but I sing it like I sing this at work.
Okay,
amongst customers. I saw daddy kissing Santa Claus. Cause it gets an uproar.
Oh boy.
In this ass backward Christian conservative town.
The worst thing about that song is that nobody tries to hide Christmas music from kids.
Yeah.
And that song operates under the premise that Santa Claus in that situation was daddy.
Yep.
And so it's cute because the kid thinks he saw or she, whichever.
Mommy being a slut.
Yeah. Which is actually kind of terrible for that kid. And as a kid who still believes in Santa Claus, if you heard that song, it would just be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is mommy such a slut?
Yeah. Well, mommy's not a slut. It was actually, never mind. Mommy's a slut.
Ruins the illusion or... more likely makes you like think it's just a terrible song about a terrible thing happening.
Yeah.
So
it's a terrible song.
Yeah. I can't think of any others off the top of my head
that
drive me crazy.
Religious ones and those mentioned, yes.
So then Gavin says, I just had to bleed a radiator, but I'm not sure I did it right. What basic skills do you lack that you really should know? Is bleeding a radiator a basic skill? Because that's one of them, if it is.
No, no, not at all. Who the fuck would know? I have no idea.
I can't do anything, man.
With cars,
can't do a goddamn thing. And the worst part is, I really do have the worst memory in the world. Every time I do something that's like kind of daunting and like I'm afraid to do it and I put it off to the last fucking possible minute because it just makes me anxious and I don't know how to do it. I don't know what I'm doing going into this situation. Every time I do something like that and I'm like, oh, that wasn't actually that bad and now I know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll be another year or more before I have to do that thing again. And by the time it comes back around, I have totally forgotten and all of it's back. All of the anxiety is back.
Oh, it reminds me when my dad showed me how easy it is to change your own oil, you know? And it is. It's fucking easy. But he never explained the part like, yeah, you unscrew the filter, you drain it into a pan, okay. And then you like take the oil to like an oil change place and they just take it.
No, you just fucking dump it in a pond.
Okay. Okay. But then, like, how much oil do you put back in?
Enough.
Enough.
You fill it up to the line.
You wait for that sound. Oh, it's probably full, right?
But how much, if you weren't changing your oil, if you just needed to add oil, how much oil would you put in?
Quart? Fuck, I don't know.
There's like a dipstick.
Yeah, and it's got a like the measurement.
Yeah.
Does it say like add?
It does. It should. It says like how there's a line there that's like, okay, it's full.
Mm-hmm.
And it should say somewhere on it, like add some.
So many quarts.
Yeah. Adding oil is no problem.
Yeah.
Changing oil, I wouldn't be able to do.
It's so easy. I just, but there's like,
well,
okay,
it's not
I got
that
this
easy.
In a pan.
You got to fucking jack your car up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or drive it up on some ramps.
Okay. Yeah. It's so easy. All you got to do is have some ramps.
Yeah. And then you got to buy the ramps.
That's the easiest thing in the world. All you need is a pit in the ground that you can get in.
Yeah.
And you drive your car up on the little things. And
all
it's
you need.
One of those hydraulic lifts. You know, it's all you need.
Yeah,
it's
everybody's
no big
got
deal.
A pit.
Yeah.
You don't have a pit?
What is that, like $10? It's nothing. Everybody's got $10.
Sale on pits. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to do anything. Basic skills like washing. Yeah, I'm filthy. I've been faking it for years.
Yeah.
I get into the shower and I just turn the water on and I just stand there. And
am I doing this right?
I count to 200. And then I get back out. That's all I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I stare at the shampoo. I'm like, am I supposed to put that on my body? Yeah. What is that?
I don't want to fuck anything up.
I tried it once. I put some in my hand and then I just started rubbing it on myself. And I was like, that doesn't feel right at all. I don't know how to clip my fingernails.
Oh, yeah.
I just rub them on sidewalks.
Oh, Jesus.
Till they grind down.
Oh,
yeah.
Goosebumps.
They're always a little ragged. And then I like claw at sweaters.
God, I hate that fucking sound. Dry skin, dry knuckles on like sweaters. Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to do anything. Yeah. I don't know how to strike a match.
Yeah. But it's sad because you can basically Google all of this shit. And there's, for the most part, a fucking video out there, some douche showing you how to do it. But still, it's like, that's too hard.
I need a wise, grizzled old man with one eye and a top hat. But like one of those, like a top hat in a cartoon where the top of the top hat is like come off and looks like a can that's been half open.
Yeah.
I need a wise, grizzled old man like that with fingerless gloves to take me under his wing and school me in the ways of the world.
He'll just do it all for you. Mm-hmm. Have him sleep in the closet.
Yeah. And then I'll have him drive me to work.
Yeah.
On his tricycle. Okay. So the next thing on the Twitter is 19 Cartwheels or Jeff Mazarek. He says, white babies are dressed as ghosts. Blacks and Hispanics like werewolves. Asian ones like evil robots, I think. Orion could verify. See, this is in response to something I said on his Facebook. Everybody's having fucking babies, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody.
I don't know what it's in the air.
Everybody.
Or whatever. Everybody's having a fucking baby. So he's got this baby, and I saw a picture on Facebook of him holding this baby, and it was dressed like a ghost. It looked like an apparition.
Mm.
And so I said, why is it dressed like a ghost?
Yeah.
And he didn't respond on Facebook, I don't think, but he did respond here. He said, white babies are dressed as ghosts, blacks and Hispanics like werewolves, and Asian ones like evil robots. Orion could verify.
Yes, yes. I dressed mine up as a ghost. Everybody knew that. Yeah.
They come out in a ghost costume.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if not...
That's how the KKK got started.
Yeah.
They just made adult versions of birth outfits.
And that's why the cone, yeah, so it comes out easier. Yeah.
Asians like evil robots. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense with their obsession with robots. Mm-hmm. They're trying to reclaim their youth.
They all want to be Japanese, yes.
All of the Asians want to be Japanese.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Those Filipinos are like, why do we have to be the Mexicans of Asia? Okay, so then Kilo says, any tips on cutting down on soda? Was filling out a physical today and was shocked at my caffeine consumption. One energy drink and one large soda with lunch every day. And that's down from one energy drink and 64 ounce mug a day. Stop drinking it.
Just don't.
Cut it with water. half and half. I don't know. Like, what do you mean? I stopped drinking soda for a while. And I just stopped drinking it. And I can't think of a way to like cut down, you know, like I can't think of a way to trick yourself, you know, like,
if it's in the fucking fridge at home, you're going to drink it. You're not going to be like, oh, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
I'll have some water.
Don't buy it.
Just don't buy it.
Buy juice. Maybe fruit juice.
Yeah.
Like, cause it maybe can give you some of the same flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. I don't know. Like how, I always think this is kind of weird. Like people talk about tips for quitting smoking.
Yeah.
People have all kinds of tips and they always sound like nonsense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what could you possibly say? Like only allow yourself to smoke half a pack a day.
Yeah.
Oh,
carry a pencil around.
Oh, you mean smoke less? What? Yeah. Carry a straw, a length of straw. Carry a length of a drinking straw around and then you just suck on that.
Yeah.
When you feel the need, you just suck on the length of drinking straw and it'll take some of that, the edge off because it takes away the oral fixation.
Yeah.
You know, it satisfies the oral fixation.
Yeah.
Or it makes you feel like a fucking idiot sucking on a straw and makes you like realize you'd rather have a cigarette. Like I can't.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not susceptible enough to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like any of that would possibly work.
Yeah. My favorite is like if you smoke a lot at work, I smoke on every break.
Well, uh-huh. Just leave your cigarettes at home, man.
Yeah, no.
Do you have any idea what happens to me if I don't get my fix?
I've done that before.
Hulk, like
when my car was still working,
yeah.
I've left my cigarettes at home before and I was like, I'm not gonna smoke all fucking day. And then by lunchtime, if I've changed my mind, I didn't always, but if I've changed my mind, which is fairly likely, I drove out to a gas station and picked up another pack.
Oh yeah.
So now I have like a pack and a half, you know, one waiting for me at home. Yeah. It's not going to stop you.
You need the will.
I can't do it. And like you, if you were like still smoking actual cigarettes and you were smoking on every break and you were like, I'll just leave my cigarettes at home.
Yeah.
You work in a fucking store, you know, like it's break time. I want cigarettes. Mm-hmm. There they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's happened before. Yeah. Shit. So yeah, just don't.
I don't think there are any tips. Just stop doing it.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really hard, and that's because it is. Like if it wasn't super hard to quit smoking, I would quit again.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't want to. I enjoy it and I feel worse when I don't do it. So it's hard.
Yeah.
then Kilo says, oh, did you hear about Brent Tobler's new podcast? He changed the name till he was able to get the URL. And then he linked me to runninwiththedevils.com. Who the fuck is Brant Tobler?
No idea. I'm waiting on you.
Have you heard about Brant Tobler's new podcast?
I'm waiting on Kyle to be
who
like,
the fuck is Brant Tobler's? I've never heard of Brant Tobler's in my entire fight. Who the fuck?
Well, that's a relief.
Okay.
So
I pulled the website out, and apparently he has one episode. This is the pilot episode that will give you an outline of what the show is, and it will give you an idea of the madness you will hear about every week.
Ooh.
This podcast is unlike anything else out there on the net.
Ooh, big claims.
Enjoy.
Oh, that's the biggest claim.
These Enjoy. Are huge claims, and they're not even like worded in a way that doesn't make you sound like a faggot.
You won't believe the madness.
Really? The madness? What could it possibly be?
Might want to stand up for this one.
Oh shit, it is madness. AC/DC running with the devil? I gotta turn this down a little bit. Alright, this is Brant Tobler's new podcast.
I live my life like this.
Like most podcasters, he's using way too much of a song for an intro.
Oh yeah.
Watch him use the whole fucking song.
I know it.
I know it. He's waiting for it to get to the part where it says running with the devil.
Yep. It better end there. And even that's bad.
Running with Brant Tobler.
Nope, the whole song,
nope,
man.
Let's just play the whole fucking thing.
I don't see any problem with that, guys.
What? You wanted content?
Yes, welcome to my show. Thank you for that.
Fuck you, Brant Tobler.
David Lee Roth.
We can't even employ a fade.
Yeah.
My name is Brant Tobler. I agree with you. Who in the world is Brant Tobler?
Yeah.
Well, lucky for you, you are about to find out.
Okay.
Because I am going to take you on a journey, which I call my life. And for the next 157 podcasts, you are going to hear about my crazy life, and it involves sex and violence and crime and gambling and love and cheating and laughter and tons of cash. And it all takes place in the wonderful place we call Sin City.
Oh boy.
Yes. Las Vegas, Nevada, United States of America. Like I said, this is the preview podcast. I just kind of want to give a outline tease of the show.
Okay.
I know how podcasts work.
Let me just say, you don't outline madness. You don't. you don't go, I am going to be so madcap this week. You guys won't believe it. Here's my syllabus. Here's my calendar of events. At 1 o'clock, I'll be zany. Then at 1:15, I'm going to be wacky. And then at 1:20, I'm going to take a break because it's too much. Yeah, nobody needs that much crazy in one day. Then at 1:30, I might be a little eccentric. And then, we'll see where it goes from there because, this is craziness. This mm-hmm. is madness.
Mm-hmm.
This is my wild and crazy life that you're listening to here. Who knows? I might order a pizza.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Who knows?
I might tip 20%. Fuck it. Fuck it. 30.
Yeah.
Let's go crazy.
And then 2 o'clock, I will take a nap.
Brant Tobler orders Chinese.
A lot of people will probably pick up this episode a lot around episode 27 or something. And I'm always going to encourage people to come back to the start because each episode is going to have a story that will be amazing on its own. But if you follow the stories in chronological order, I think you will appreciate the whole journey.
Oh.
And it'll make a lot more sense.
There's going to be a continuity
here. We just want this to kind of be a start for everybody. So we don't know how you found this, if you found us in the middle or in the beginning.
Who the fuck is we?
First of all, thank you for finding us. We love having you.
At what point did he stop saying I and me and start saying
like right about there, like 3 seconds ago.
Suddenly, like, are there other people on the Brant Tobler cast or has he just decided that since he's a podcast, he needs to refer to himself as an organization now?
Maybe.
We're really glad you came out to listen to Brant Tobler's living room cast. Today I microwaved a TV dinner. I was a hungry man, Salisbury steak. And let me tell you, that Salisbury steak is, for a microwaved meat, it's not that bad.
Yeah, we loved it.
I sat down, I watched an episode of Mad About You. It's not on TV anymore. I had to pop in the DVDs. But I watched an episode of Mad About You. I looked at Helen Hunt's butt, that mom butt that she had, and that weird kind of mustache that was always sort of half there. And I was like, you know what? Why can't my life be like that? I live in crazy Sin City. That's why I'm always out every weekend playing bingo with the old folks at the church. And
we're going to look like such fools if this turns out to be like the greatest story ever that he's going to tell.
It's not going to be the greatest story ever. The only thing I can think of that could make me feel like a fool right now, and it wouldn't make me feel like that much of a fool,
yeah,
is if the whole point is that it's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's meant to be a joke.
Trolling.
Which it could be. But if that's the case, it's not actually as much of a joke as it should be.
Yeah.
If that, like, it really does just sound like a dude who's like, yeah, I thought I'd do a podcast because, you know, I'm very interesting.
I'm going to talk about all the lovely ladies that I ran into.
Self, I am a 6-foot-tall white kid from the ghettos of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's right. Straight from the hood. I grew up with a pretty normal life besides the one exception was that my dad was in and out of prison the whole time I was a kid. So that was a little different and made for some interesting moments, but,
boring. Everyone's father was in and out of prison,
dreaming of becoming an NBA basketball player, which,
he's just like you. He thought he was going to be an NBA basketball player.
Last time I checked, there was never a 5'10" white kid from Wyoming in the NBA. I actually have grown 2 inches since I graduated, but it was a ridiculous dream that I now realize I wasted a shitload of time on. But hey, I can make 76 out of 100 free throws. So
can you pause it right here?
Yeah. Okay, what do you want to say? Right?
Have you, you're doing like an impression? Yeah. There's a type of person, a man, that has this kind of voice, like Ray Romano.
Yeah.
They have this, I can't do it, this Ray fucking Romano, like frog in their
Kermit
throat.
Kermit the Frog. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it drives me nuts.
You know, I always thought I'd be in the NBA.
I can't fucking stand it.
Yeah, it was kind of that was a pretty crazy thing to think. That's just one example of the many crazy things that have happened in my life.
And like the softer their voice gets, the more frog you hear.
I thought I'd be in the NBA. And
oh, God, it's so bad.
It didn't even occur to me that there's nobody who's 5'10 and white in the NBA. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, my grandma tried to tell me, okay, do a podcast.
So I quit basketball in college and decided to become a high school gym teacher.
Where is this going?
This is going to be the best story ever told.
Well, to
got to take it slow.
Become a high school gym teacher. I wanted to change the life of young kids. You know, one dodgeball game at a time, I guess.
you came up with that myself.
Shit, to be honest with you, that's why I did it. But I soon realized that school was not for me, and that I hated going to it. And right about that time, my father was getting out of prison
on me.
And was moving to Las Vegas, which obviously was just a dumbass idea, but we can't change that. So to make things worse, I decided to move to Las Vegas to try to start a relationship with my dad.
You guys are not going to believe the crazy shit that happens in my life. Let me tell you, I decided to build a relationship with my father. And it was mind-bogglingly heartwarming. Oh, boy. This is either going to be a Lifetime original movie or an R-rated sexcapade. Let's see.
I really had never had one, and I wanted to pursue my new dream, which was to be a pirate at the Treasure Island Casino.
So
that's right. If you've ever been to Vegas, you know that there is a big ship show like every hour on the hour in front of Treasure Island where two big pirate ships fight each other in a fake fight. And it's awesome. So
this guy is the worst guy.
But it didn't go.
He went from his big dream when he was a kid was to be an NBA basketball player. Okay. I mean, dream big, especially when you're a kid. Then his next big dream was to be a school gym teacher.
Yep. Change the lives of the youth.
Like, that was one rung down for him.
Yep.
He was like, I either want to be an astronaut or I want to be like a guy who parks cars for a
God
living.
Damn it.
Like, one or the other. And then he was like, no, I want to be one of those guys who operates the roller coasters at Disneyland. What? Next, he's going to be like,
then I realized that wasn't really for me either because, you know, I don't really like people and people don't really like me. And so, you know, it didn't really mesh. And I'm not very good at performing. And most pirates didn't really sound like this. So I thought, you know, why don't I just become a speed bump? So I painted myself yellow. And I just started laying down in the road. And, you know, as these things go, one day I realized that wasn't really for me either. You know, getting run over every day isn't quite how it's cracked up to be.
I'm a shitty swimmer, and I guess I look awful in an eye patch, is what the casting person told me. So,
see, he didn't get the pirate job.
I was about to give up on Vegas, and then out of nowhere, I got my dream job, pretty much every guy's dream job.
Oh, God.
I got offered a job to be a runner for a couple of professional gamblers. And,
oh, yeah, that's every guy's dream job. Every guy's dream job is to be a runner for professional gamblers. Yeah. That's what I want to do. I just want to run money around.
The short version, because most of these stories involve the job. So by the end of this, you'll know everything ever about a runner. But my job was to run up and down the Las Vegas Strip betting on sporting events. And I would carry hundreds of thousands of dollars in my pockets in cash and chips and tickets and just go wherever they told me and try to beat the other runners and get the bet before they did. So it was a great job. It was a full-time job, the most full-time you can be, because we work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fucking awesome. I get to carry somebody else's money around all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, man, this is so cool. That's like being a cash register at a convenience store for a living. Like, that's what it... All you do, you have a calculator stapled to your chest, and they just put the money in your pockets and take it back out of your pockets. That's
and you're jogging in place.
Yeah, and you're jogging
because he's running around. Yeah. What the fuck?
Running up and down. You know, sometimes I would pretend that I was rich, and I would like just rifle through the money, and I would smell it. And but that wasn't really for me. So. I stopped pretending that it was my money, and I just ate a bowl of soup.
Killing me, man.
This fucking guy. Stop. Who is this fucking guy? Was I supposed to know who this was?
Oh,
or was
God.
That the, was it a joke?
That's
was that
gotta
the joke?
Be the joke. It's gotta be,
right?
Fuck me.
Did you hear about Brant Tobler's new podcast?
Fuck you.
It's sweeping the nation, man. Oh. Running with the devils. I can't listen to any more of this.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've listened to almost half of his show. So it's like it's like a 15-minute episode or something because we're 6 minutes in.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man. I hope this was a joke. I hope like he wanted us to make fun of this.
Yeah.
Because it's just terrible. He's a terrible man. Even if this story does get crazy, I don't want to hear him tell it. Like, hire somebody else to tell it.
I can't hear that voice. Yeah.
Sell your amazing story and make it into a movie so that I can watch Justin Timberlake play you and like stomach it.
Yeah.
Because this is just terrible. They'd get Ray Romano to play him.
Of course.
Well, they'd have Justin Timberlake.
And then I'd kill people.
They'd have Justin Timberlake play him, but they'd have Ray Romano redub all the lines.
Don't yell at me, wife. My wife is always so mean. I just want to go to sporting events.
Faggot. And that was it for the Twitter. All right. So that's it for the Facebooks and the Twitters and the voicemails.
Good times. We're had.
I was going to... Okay, let me address real quick.
Yeah.
In the forums, our buddy Gavin, last week we talked about, you know, people who are crazy about fast food. They think, oh, fast food is the grossest thing. They think it's made out of who knows what, chemicals mined from the core of Jupiter or something. Yeah. Like, just they think it's made out of non-food, and they think it's couldn't possibly be
all the fillers.
Yeah.
Any idea what you're putting into your body?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fast food is poison, when in reality it's just like, if we were still living as like hunter-gatherers, like roaming the plains, you know, if somebody handed you a Big Mac, that would be like a miracle food. That would it wouldn't be a poison. It'd be a miracle food. The only reason it's a poison is because we eat so much. Everything's so readily available that we don't need a fucking Big Mac. But if you ate a Big Mac back then, that'd be like a health food. okay. But anyway, Gavin says, actually...
actually, fast food usually has a bunch of crap in it. Wood pulp, ash, mashed Dalmatian heads, decanted unicorn tears. America is worse, as they're allowed to use chemicals most nations have banned. It's not going to fucking kill anyone, though. I eat a Big Mac every now and then, knowing full well it's completely different to a legit burger. And then I cream in my pants because I'm a naughty boy.
Okay, so... I wasn't sure if he was being serious or not because, like, mashed Dalmatian heads and decanted unicorn tears are obviously jokes. Yeah. But then he's like, actually, it has a bunch of crap in it. America is worse, as they're allowed to use chemicals most nations have banned. You know, it all makes it sound like he was being serious and he was just being silly with his examples.
Yeah.
So I said, I can't tell if you're kidding or not, so I'll just leave this here for anyone curious. And I linked to a Snopes article about the 100% beef thing with McDonald's. And he came back and he left an article. He said wood pulp and linked to an article. Then he said ammonia and linked to another article. And then he said from the country that redefined tomato paste so that they could call pizza a vegetable, which now you're just fucking trolling, because we covered the pizza as a vegetable thing. And that's not what happened. Yeah. They didn't redefine tomato paste so they could call pizza a vegetable. So I read the wood pulp article. And the wood pulp article has nothing to do with anything we talked about.
I read half of it, yeah.
The wood pulp, first of all, what I was talking about mostly was the beef.
Yeah.
The 100% beef thing. The wood pulp has nothing to do with that at all.
They threw in what, like cheese? This is used.
There's a bunch of different things that it's used in, but it's not used in McDonald's hamburgers. But on top of that, the wood pulp thing is misleading. The headline is something like, you know, wood pulp, you'd be surprised what is in your foods or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What it actually is they extract from wood pulp cellulose. They're not, it makes it sound like they're shoving sawdust into your food.
Ooh,
like
gross.
They're grinding up hamburgers or mixing up soft serve ice cream and shoving sawdust in there to like bulk it up.
That's why the title's misleading.
That's not what it is at all. They're extracting cellulose from it, which at that point, it's not wood anymore at all. It's just plant material. Cellulose is mostly what celery is.
Yeah.
It's just cellulose.
Like 90%.
It's fiber. When people talk about dietary fiber, cellulose is fiber. So what they're doing is they're putting food into your food. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
A thing that's in a bunch of your food already, they're putting more of that in it. What? Yeah. And it thickens it up and it makes it cheaper for them. But there's nothing gross or strange about it except for where they're getting the wood pulp from. And the only reason that's weird to people is because we don't eat wood, but it's still coming from a plant. We eat tons and tons and tons of plants. It just so happens that for the most part, wood isn't really edible, but the cellulose in it is.
Yeah.
So that's really not even, it's really not even a big deal. It's a sensationalist article.
Yeah. It's one of those articles that tries to twist it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing. And then the ammonia one, I didn't read the whole thing. So, you know, fair warning there. Maybe I missed something.
Yeah.
But what the article was about was some company that was taking kind of like leftover beef, like the parts of beef that aren't that typically aren't used to, you know, make hamburger or steaks or whatever. But we're not talking about eyeballs and testicles or, you know, like hooves or anything. It's still just meat. It's just like, you know, little scrappy bits of meat mm-hmm. that wouldn't make a good cut of meat. So they're taking that and they're kind of like pureeing it or grinding it up or whatever. And they're cleaning it with ammonia. They're using ammonia to sterilize it. And then the part where that actually is relevant to the McDonald's thing is that McDonald's apparently sometimes uses this as a processing agent for their beef. So they basically...
And that's to prevent E. coli and all that stuff.
That's what the ammonia is for, is to sterilize it to prevent E. coli and stuff. And so basically they use it as a filler.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using a filler. But the thing is, they're using beef as a filler in beef.
Yeah.
They're using beef as a... Like, okay, ammonia. Oh my God, they used ammonia? They used ammonia? Well, they're not feeding you ammonia. The only thing I read, and again, I didn't read the whole article, but the only thing I read that was like had anything to do with a negative effect of the ammonia, there were two things. One was that it wasn't all that effective, which seemed to be because they lowered the dose.
Yep. There were still cases of E. coli.
Okay. Well, that's not ammonia hurting you. That's just ammonia not saving you as much as it should. And the only other thing was that treating the beef with ammonia changed the alkalinity of it, you know, the pH balance of it, which made it taste a little bit different. Okay, fine. But that's still not what people are saying. Yeah. People are saying you're being fed grade Z meat or not even meat. People say that they grind up worms and eyeballs and put it in there.
Yeah, because it's cheaper per pound. Yeah, fillers.
I was talking about the KFC story about mutant headless chickens. There is a story that has gone around and idiots have bought about like this one cow. Like there's this one mutant cow that McDonald's owns. It has a head the size of a baseball and it's just massive and they have it hooked up to like feeding tubes.
It's fucking crazy.
And people come in and slice the meat right off of it and it's still alive and they keep it alive and it grows more meat. And
that
it just
fucking makes sense.
It's just this, and this is a story that like goes around in emails and stuff and people believe it.
Oh my God.
People are crazy.
Like, oh man.
They're not bulking out your food with poison or like corpses, you know, like of humans, you know, or whatever. Whatever crazy conspiracy bullshit you're coming up with is they're not doing that.
Where do you think your dead grandma's body's going? Yeah.
Oh, did you see them bury her? I hope you watched, because that's the only way to know for sure. Otherwise,
they're using dead human remains as fillers. Mm-hmm. Did you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Jack in the Box owns 50% of all of the nation's funeral homes? Seems a little strange.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Oh.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't seem like a big deal to me at all. Like, oh my God.
But people need that. Like, they crave that.
People are afraid of chemicals anyway, too. Like, people say, I've talked about this several times in the past. When I used to work at a survey company, I would call people up to do surveys, and one of the ones that we were contracted out to do had something to do with plastics. I don't know who it was actually for, but whoever it was for, whoever sponsored this survey, had something against plastics. And throughout the survey, they had me ask weird, misleading questions, like if I told you that that plastics are made of chemicals, how would that affect your view of plastics? And every fucking idiot said, that would make my opinion of plastics very poor.
Yeah. God.
Really? Everything's a fucking chemical, moron.
Yeah.
People are afraid of chemicals because they picture mad science and they think of bleach and they think of poison.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's a fucking chemical. And people think of ammonia. They're like, I would never drink ammonia. I use that to clean my bathtub or whatever the fuck they do with ammonia. I would never put ammonia in my body. Well, okay. For one, your body actually does contain ammonia and process ammonia. Like it does.
Yeah.
Ammonia is not strictly a poison. Now, obviously you don't want to go guzzling it, but it's also they're not putting it in the food. Like it's not like they're cutting their milkshakes in half with ammonia. They're cleaning the food. Mm. They're treating the food with ammonia. It's not really a big deal. And lots of other preservatives. Preservatives are, I can't believe they put preservatives in these, in artificial coloring. It's just stuff. It's not, yeah. They're, it's not like they're like, you know, arsenic is a lovely shade of green. Yeah. So we're making the green M&M's candy shell. We're making that out of arsenic.
Yeah.
What's the problem? It doesn't happen.
That's one reason I kind of skimmed through this because I'm like, this is a bullshit article. As soon as I read, you know, you get the feel of the article when it's avoiding the facts and kind of twisting it, then it's like, oh, fuck, Gavin, God damn it.
Shame on you. Gavin, you owe me a voicemail.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that might be where I'm ready to call it quits on this one. I am sleepy and I think I might run out to get more cigarettes.
Sounds good.
So as usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email me at Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email our segments at segments@segments.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And there's always the forums. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. There's the Facebook and the Twitter, Facebook.com/IJHat and Twitter.com/IJHat.
Good times.
Get in all these places, man. Say things to us. The only person to respond to our homework assignment last week was I'm Kilo.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like him. That's a joke. We kind of like him.
Yeah.
Kinda. So I'm not going to give you another homework assignment because that was an epic failure. Epic.
Yeah,
epic. Like the kids say these days.
They're making me feel like the only one listening is your mom. And that's no good.
Okay. So get in there. And, all right. So stay tuned for the sneak preview of Statham and Hooch. Coming up after these messages. And by these messages, I mean the outro music.
Yes.
And by coming up, I mean not at all. So, all right, Orion.
That should do it. All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Statham.
Remember how I said I'd come someday, baby? How I said I'd come around to see you one day? I said I'd try to find a way to run away, get away someday. I'm gonna come someday, baby. I'm gonna fire on the water, hear you say. I'm gonna fire on the water, trying to find you again and say, I never thought I'd see you again. Never thought I'd get to be with my best friend. Never thought I had to tell you again. Never thought I had to tell you how I lost my mind again. I left